Good morning. Well, what an interesting thing this morning to see the vision coming in from England of the King and Queen hosting a garden party, and a couple of kilometres away, Prince Harry walking into St Paul's Cathedral on his own for the Invictus Games church service. And of course, as we know, it's clear that they will not be meeting during this visit. And I think that's a very, very clear indication that this relationship has become rancid. Now, I know that in February, Prince Harry flew to England at the drop of a hat to go and visit his father. He went uninvited, and the King decided to see him briefly. But he doesn't want to see him. That's the bottom line. The King does not want to see his own son. Now, I think it's been done in a very quietly elegant way by saying that the King's diary is full, but clearly, if he wanted to, he could clear a short amount of time. He didn't want to. And that's got to go back to the stress and the heartbreak that Harry and Meghan caused the King's late parents when they were on their deathbeds. I mean, that sort of stuff would be very, very hard to forgive. It's also being reported that Harry was putting down conditions on a potential meeting about who could be in the room and who couldn't be in the room. And I can only imagine he did not want the Queen Camilla to be there. So, you know, I think it's bad for their business model too now, which in a way is good because it clearly exposes them as no longer being in the inner sanctum of the royal family. And that's really all they've got to sell when they're trying to build their careers and profiles in America.